Welcome to today's episode where we will be discussing the ins and outs of the business world in English. Amazon is expanding its last-mile delivery network through the Amazon Hub Delivery Program, which aims to partner with small businesses across the United States. The initiative involves bringing in a range of businesses, including florists and coffee shops, to aid in package delivery. The program will target 20 dense cities across the country, in addition to 23 states, among them California, Florida, New York, and Washington. Amazon's goal is to improve customers' delivery options while also supporting local businesses. Associated British Foods have seen a positive trend in their financials. The parent company, ABF, has reported a total revenue of £4.7 billion, and Primark alone has contributed nearly half of it, with £2 billion in sales. This increase in profit forecast is due to a 16% rise in group sales over the past 3 months, largely attributed to inflation-fueled price increases and strong sales in summer clothing. Rival Next also upgraded its profit forecast, and despite the ongoing cost of living crisis, shoppers remain resilient. These are all positive developments in the world of Associated British Foods. Goldman Sachs has some interesting updates to share today. Firstly, the US lender held its first board meeting in India in over 10 years, which was led by CEO David Solomon. This comes as no surprise as Goldman Sachs services in India are the second largest office after New York, with tech centers in Hyderabad and Bengaluru, along with approximately 9,000 employees. However, there is also some tough news to report. Goldman Sachs confirmed that it is cutting around 125 managing directors worldwide due to a downturn in deals. This move aims to reduce costs and increase efficiency. Lastly, despite its reputation and standing in the financial world, Goldman Sachs has struggled to establish itself in consumer banking. This is in stark contrast to the company's famously successful business of managing wealth for the most affluent customers. Despite efforts to gain a foothold in this market, the company has so far been unsuccessful. HSBC is reportedly planning to move its global headquarters from Canary Wharf to a new office in the City of London, specifically the former BT office. This move will reduce their global office space by 40% and is part of their overall plan to cut costs as they look for more flexible working options after the pandemic. The move is also in response to the recent trend of companies cutting office space due to a rise in hybrid working. This move is expected to take place in 2026 and will affect the Canary Wharf Group's business, as it sends a signal about London's office market. Next up in James Crown News, we have the sad news of the death of American businessman and billionaire James Crown. Mr. Crown was involved in a single vehicle accident while racing at a Colorado track. He was known for his successful business ventures and as a board member of J.P. Morgan Chase. The loss of such a prominent figure in the business community is sure to be felt by many, and our thoughts and condolences go out to his family and loved ones during this difficult time. In the latest Wirecard news, new troubling developments have emerged in the company's financial scandal fallout. The insolvency manager's report claims that there is no evidence of genuine business transactions at Wirecard, and allegations of billion-dollar transactions invented to obtain bank loans are becoming increasingly likely. Despite Marcus Braun's claims of partner deals in Asia, his defense against these allegations has been dismissed. Keep an eye out for further updates on this ongoing story. In this installment of Yevgeny Prigozhin News, we have multiple updates on the exiled boss of Wagner and Russian businessman, who has recently gained attention for rebelling against Putin. In a new audio message since abandoning a march to Moscow, listeners will hear what Yevgeny Prigozhin has to say about his current situation. Additionally, this episode of TMS will cover various topics such as food inflation, primary market momentum, and the AI hype. So stay tuned for all the latest news and analysis. T.